This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Good morning. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. It's the Fan Early Morning Show. It's the Wake Up Show. The Wake Up Show presented by 84 Lumber. Put your positive attitude to work at 84 Lumber. And you can apply online at 84lumber.com. A lot of not great things to talk about in Pittsburgh sports this morning. Pirates news broke yesterday. I'll talk about that in a minute. The Steelers may not win another game this season. Who knows? Talk about the Steelers a little bit as well. Penguins still kind of sticking around mediocre land right now. So call me, 412-928-9370. Get a phone line, and we'll talk about Pittsburgh sports this morning. But I want to let you know as well that tonight, 93.7 The Fan will be present at this event, along with all the the Odyssey radio stations. That's 100.7 Star, KDK, AM News, Y108, and Whammo, 107.3. Christmas karaoke tonight at Mike's Beer Bar, and Crowley and I were singing a song. So I think that's worth the price of a beer, and proceeds, donations are being collected. Proceeds go to charity. So it's a good event, and it supports the Light of Life rescue mission. So all the proceeds from that event and your donations be collected as well. So yeah, it's a great event. Crowley and I are singing again. If that's not worth your presence, then I don't know what else we can do. We're going to be singing a song tonight, and I'm sure we'll talk about that a little bit later. But tonight, 7 o'clock, Mike's Beer Bar, Christmas karaoke with Odyssey Pittsburgh. Okay, well, that kind of makes me happy because I'm excited to sing Christmas carols tonight and have a few beverages. But yeah, now I got to face reality a little bit. This is definitely not great news. Andy Rodriguez, he is out for the 2024 season. News broke yesterday that he had UCL and flexor tendon surgery, and he injured himself in a Winter League game, which you hate when injuries happen in off-season games because those games are really just for repetition. They're not so much for winning. Or winning's not the ultimate priority. It's just getting those repetitions. And he's hurt, and now he won't play in 2024. And we heard earlier in the week that Henry Davis was going to get more catching time. And I don't know if the Pirates knew or not at that point when they were making that decision that Rodriguez got injured, but you know, perhaps they did. I don't know for certain. But these two events kind of align in such a way where it just makes you think, like, dang, you know, maybe that was foreshadowing when they made that announcement that Davis was going to start, that something was going to happen to Andy Rodriguez. I was hoping for the alternative that Andy Rodriguez was just going to get more playing time at first base and be the answer more so to that position. Definitely worse off, though, that he's not playing at all. You'll lose a season of his experience. His overall numbers weren't great, but he had sparks of good play where, you know, you had faith that he could be a consistent option at that catching position for the Pirates. And in turn, the Pirates made a decision as well to sign a first baseman DH guy. Rowdy Tellez had played in the American League to start his career. He was with the Toronto Blue Jays and then was over with Milwaukee. And when he played for the Blue Jays, it used to matter that the DH was in effect. Now it really doesn't because both leagues have it. So perhaps he could be the designated hitter for the Pirates or be a first base option. But I think that if they're going to sign Telez like they are, perhaps that they're out now on bringing Carlos Santana back. So for all of you fans of him, it looks like that hope is no longer there. It doesn't look like they're going to sign Santana back. Telez may be the option. Maybe Jared Triolo will get repetition at first base, as might Henry Davis if he's not catching. They still have Jason DeLay on the roster. They don't have Austin Hedges anymore, who's making more money elsewhere now. He's getting paid more money to catch in Major League Baseball right now than the Pirates gave him last year, so good for that team to get him on their roster. You know, he was quite an experiment. He was quite an experience. Yeah, so the Pirates now, I don't know if they're necessarily in worse shape. I just hate when you want to figure guys out and put a plan together and put pieces together, right? And you want to have all these players. Like, that's what we were talking about when O'Neill Cruz got injured last season. It's like you lose a whole year of figuring out how talented this guy may be. Now, he should be back for this 2024 season. We can only hope that he'll be back to the form that it seemed he had before he got hurt. But it's just kind of like that with Eddie Rodriguez as well, or any player that were to get hurt under these circumstances. It's like you want to see them play so that you know whether they are the guy or they aren't the guy. You know, it's the same reason we're talking about with the Steelers, why Kenny Pickett. And it's kind of frustrating that he's hurt because, you know, you want to keep seeing him play games. You want him to get in there consistently, and you want to figure out what he's about. And you can't really do that when he's been hurt so much and he's been out for so many games. So, you know, it's rough and it's tough. Not going to see Andy Rodriguez in 2024 because of a UCL flexor strain. Or not a strain, I'm sorry, it was a tear. Yeah, very serious. It's going to keep him out of games for all of 2024. 10 to 12 month recovery period. So, yeah, that's what we're looking at right now, along with the Rowdy Telez signing, first base DH. Now the Pirates signed a one-year contract as well. That news broke yesterday, just before the public knew about Andy Rodriguez.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
412-928-9370. You can also talk to me on X at Callas underscore 33. That's C-A-L-L-A-S underscore 33. You can mention me in a post, tag me in a post, and I'll read your comments on there, as well as taking your calls on the phone line, 412-928-9370. And we'll start with this caller. Good morning. What's your name?
My name is Mr. G. How are you doing this morning, sir?
A little upset because of the Pirates news, but, you know.
Hey, you know, the Pirates don't even exist, really, in Pittsburgh. The Steelers is going to lose the rest of their games, more than likely.
I think
Kenny Pickett is not the quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think they might have to draft another quarterback coming up in the oncoming seasons. He's very brittle. He can't take no hits. He's going to have to start lifting more weights. He looks like a basketball player. He's going to have to start lifting more weights and start better conditioning his body, because he's very liable to get hurt for any little play. I want to ask you something else.
Okay.
Who makes the theme song for your show coming on in the mornings? That's a nice tune.
Oh, I don't know. I never noticed. That's been around. That predated me.
Can you find that out for me?
I can do that. Hey, Mr. G, I'll do that for you. Thanks for the call. I'll ask some questions, see if I can figure it out. Yeah, that song predated me, though. I think that was still around when Matt Cole was producing the morning show, and he was doing the Fan early morning show. So, I'll take a look around. I'll ask some questions. I'll ask our music director, see if I can figure that out. But, yeah, no, I like it, too. It gets me pumped up in the morning. It's a nice, relaxing tune to get you into the morning. A couple things to address there for Mr. G. Now, the Pirates, of course, still exist. I know the Steelers make up the majority of the attention that that we all have during this season, but I think that with this Pirates news... Now, again, if I had a whole show, you know, like a whole 4 hours, I could probably flesh out enough talk to, you know, maybe open with the Steelers, but because I only have about 25 minutes, a half hour, I throw in the Pirates a little bit as well. So I apologize to all of you out there. But, yeah, I don't necessarily disagree with your Steeler takes either. Kenny Pickett, perhaps too frail for the NFL, perhaps not the guy there. All things are on the table at this point with how the Steelers have been struggling, though. Of course, winning cures all, but now they're not winning. They were before, and now they're not. I feel like they could win more games with Kenny Pickett at quarterback, no matter how bad he looks. I think Mitch Trubisky just definitely isn't the guy, and I don't know what it is about Kenny Pickett, but Pickett can do things to win games late that it doesn't seem Mitch Trubisky can do. And we really saw it here where without Kenny Pickett, the Steelers couldn't beat the Cardinals or the Patriots. So, I mean, is Kenny Pickett too frail for the NFL? Perhaps. Is Kenny Pickett not the guy? I'm not going to defend him to the death anymore like I had been at season start or earlier in the season because of just how poorly they have been playing. But at the end of the day, if you're looking at how many games he's won for the Steelers this season, how many of his late game efforts caused the Steelers to win games, that's hard to argue with how he plays in game. Now, when he's not in games, I get that that's important as well. You know, he has to be in the games to be able to play and help win. So if you're worried about his injury history and you're worried about his potential to get injured in the future, sure, I'm with you. Absolutely. It's concerning and perhaps something to look out for in the future, how often Kenny Pickett gets hurt and how sensitive he has been to injury in the past. But thanks for the call, Mr. G. I appreciate it. 412-928-9370 is the phone number if you want to get a line. You're welcome to this morning. That's 412-928-9370. You can also talk to me on X at @Callas_33. That's @Callas_33. If I can't respond now on the air, I will respond to you as well through written form on X. So again, call 412-928-9370. Hit me up on X at @Callas_33, @Callas_33, and we'll talk about sports through this early part of the morning, the early morning show, trying to ease you into the day of sports talk, and then we'll run you into Crowley and Doran for the fan morning show pre-show and then the show itself. Ease you into their bringing the ruckus attitude every morning. But big Pirates news, Eddie Rodriguez, he's out for the 2024 season. He hurt his UCL and he had a strain. Let me just get this exact verbiage again. UCL and flexor tendon surgery. That's what he had. He injured himself in a Winter League game in the Dominican Republic, and now he's out for the season. Pirates also signed Rowdy Tellez to a one-year contract. Pittsburgh Steelers got a game coming up as well. They're playing the Colts. You know that on Saturday. Who's better? You can call and tell me that as well. 412-928-9370. I think it's close. And once it's so weird how a season goes. It's how, you know, a game or two can really affect your perception of a team. The Steelers, it's like, okay, they're winning, and that's all that matters, and then they lose to a couple two-win teams, and then you look at it, and you're like, ah. Now I think the opposite. First we were saying they've got several winnable games on their schedule down the stretch. They lose a couple of those winnable games, perhaps the most winnable of the games on the schedule based on how those two teams had done to that point. And they lose those, and then you're thinking, well, if they lost to those teams, they really legitimately could lose. They could lose their last four games on the schedule this season. It's funny how sports works. But give me a call, 412-928-9370. I want to talk about sports. You can this morning with me. If you're up getting ready for work, perhaps you're driving home from the night shift, whatever you're doing, give me a call. Let me know how you feel. 412-928-9370. And again, hit me up on Twitter at @Callas_33.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski, and Gone South Season 4 will be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.